Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy killing it today with the music choices. Welcome back to the Pack a Day Radio Show. My name's Andy Herman. We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings. We got all-you-can-eat boneless wings and fries for $19.99. Traditional wings are available for only $5 more. Monday through Thursday, dine-in only. Always get to Buffalo Wild Wings. There's never a bad time to get out to Buffalo Wild Wings, but especially today as we're covering the draft right here, right next to Lambeau Field. As you're coming down to the draft, come check it out. We're going to be here today. It's going to be a ton of fun, and you're definitely going to want to get here. Reminder, of course, that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up 9 to 11. There's a rumor of a former Packers wide receiver maybe stopping by today. Maybe a one Jordy Nelson might be stopping by today. So that's going to be an epic interview with Mitch and Mason coming up a little bit later today. Again, Mason Crosby Show 9 to 11. But speaking of epic interviews, we've got Tyler Brook, Yahoo Sports, Rivals.com. You can find him on social media at Tyler D. Brook. He might be the person that's most excited about the Matthew Golden selection. Tyler, it's great to be back chatting with you. How are you doing on this Friday draft day?
I am still kind of speechless. It's so funny how often you and I have talked about Matthew Golden, right?
It is.
I think it had always ended with, but he's not going to be there, right? I know some people weren't as high, but I mean, he was my 8th overall prospect in this draft. I graded 201 players. He was number 8 for me. I just loved everything about him. And then the more I got to learn about the person over the last 24 hours, could not even, I'm just even more impressed with the person. And, I'm still struggling with it a little bit. I might have made an unfortunate bet on Twitter if he got drafted by the Packers. But we're here. It's early. We still got a whole 6 more rounds. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely epic. And I know you were going to be excited about it. But what was your mantra? Remind me again, Tyler, about one Adrian Cooper last year.
That boy fast.
Do we have a similar mantra for Matthew Golden this year?
Oh, I've just said it's That Boy Fast Part 2 or 2025 edition.
That's what I wanted. That's all I needed. All right, that was Tyler Brook. Thanks so much for joining us today. No, I'm just kidding. That was that's all I needed today. That Boy Fast Part 2. No, he is. There is that special element to his game. Obviously, Adrian Cooper had it last year. Matthew Golden has it this year. So let's start there. The 8th guy on your board, the one of the guys that you liked as a potential top 10 pick in this draft, for you, what set him apart? What really made it so that he was that high on your board? And what do you think he's going to be able to bring to the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, so it wasn't even for me the speed. I know the 4.29 gets talked about a lot. And, I don't think he's slow. I want to make sure that's abundantly clear. But for me, it's that he can do anything you ask of him as a route runner or receiver. When I watch his film, I see a guy that can get or can win vertically, whether it is with speed or eye manipulation, attacking leverage, all of that. But he's also got that deceleration ability to attack, certain spots, get to zero, cut. He's got contested catchability. He's got body control on the sidelines. He's got that off-script ability. When he sees the quarterback is in trouble, he knows how to get open off-script. He does everything you want. And as far as a fit for the Packers, I genuinely believe if he needed to fill in for one of Watson, Dobbs, or Reed, he can fill any of those roles because of his skill set. It's a really unique skill set. There's not any other receiver in this class I watched that was kind of a jack of all trades, and it's not like he's a master of none either. I genuinely think he has some special ball control at his size, along with that top-end play speed. So I was just blown away with the tape. The fact that he turned it on when he finally got an opportunity to be more involved in the offense, you know, at the biggest time of Texas's season, just says a lot about how that kid's wired.
Now, I know that some of the buzz, the negative buzz out there is that maybe it took him a while to kind of break out. You know, didn't have maybe some of the production or the productivity, only a couple hundred-yard games in his career. There's obviously that side of things. As you look at maybe some of the production or maybe lack thereof at times, what makes you feel that maybe that's not going to be an issue and he's still going to be able to come in and make maybe even a bigger impact for the Packers than he did even at Texas?
Yeah, so after watching the games, because I made sure to watch the early games too, because, you know, that's the same question I had, you know, after watching the late season. But I think it's twofold. One, I'm not sure he was ever playing at full speed with Quinn Ewers as his quarterback. I really don't want to, like, bag on Quinn Ewers. I think he gets enough hate. And honestly, there's some times where I kind of like him. He does not have the arm strength to push vertically. He plays with too much touch on his deep passes, takes too long for the ball to get there. There's a lot of instances of Golden having to adjust his tempo, you know, to get underneath a deep shot. The other one is Steve Sarkisian, who I genuinely believe is the best play designer in college football, if not all of football. But I'm not sure his teams always do the best job at developing or utilizing their talent. I think coming into the season, they thought Isaiah Bond's going to be their number one guy. We're going to use him. We got Gunnar Helm. We got this backfield. You know, we're going to get all of these guys involved and, you know, kind of lean on Bond. Obviously, Bond gets hurt. It took them a while to adjust and realize what they had in Golden. I really think that. Because, you know, if you watch the tape, he's still getting open. He's running crisp routes, all of that. But once he started becoming a focal point in the offense, I mean, that's how Texas got so hot at the end of the year, you know, before falling short in the playoff, which is a game where Matthew Golden rolled his ankle in that final game for Texas. I think a lot of people forget that. That's why he wasn't effective in that final game. So I understand that people get concerned about production, but we can't just look at stat sheets and determine who the good players are. Or Shamar Stewart probably would have been the seventh round pick.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that you brought that up because I'm in the same thing. At some point, well, again, you can't just throw the box score into the algorithm and say, like, show me who's going to be the best pick. You have to be able, and I'm all for analytics, trust me. I love them. I think there's a ton of value in them. But at some point, you have to be able to throw on the tape and be like, yep, immediately get it. I felt that way with Shamar Stewart. I felt the same way with Matthew Golden. Like, the more you watch him, the more you just see the little nuances in his game and all the things that he can do. And it's just really hard to get to any world in which, like, he's a bad wide receiver. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to come in and be a number one guy right away. It doesn't necessarily mean that he has a successful career. But, man, you can quite easily see everything that you want to see out of a first-round wide receiver from him on tape and something that would make you believe that he could come to the NFL. And maybe whether it's sooner rather than later, we'll see, but make an impact on this team.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. You know, if we are going to go off analytics, though, those final six games, Matt Golden averaged 3.18 yards per route run, which, for context, 2 yards per route run is considered excellent. So that's just the kind of hot streak he had to end the year. It was honestly pretty impressive.
And this is not like, you know, they had a final four-game stretch against, like, Sam Houston State. No disrespect to Sam Houston State. This was as a road to trying to get to and win a national championship, a sort of run in playoff games and in, you know, some massive game, SEC, all of it. So this was a epic run for him at the end of the year that really, if nothing else, showed complete and utter proof of concept of the type of wide receiver that he can be at an incredibly high level.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I can't wait to see what happens. He's clearly the speed threat that they were missing with Watson. But again, like I said, I genuinely think they can play him all over, and I think that's what makes him so exciting. For a team that's really wanted to run the ball and establish the run, I think this adds the ability to get back to some of those empty sets and things like that.
No, I totally agree. As you look at the board, I know obviously Matthew Golden was number 8 on your board. I'm assuming when the pick came up, he was the guy that you were, you know, standing on the table for, hoping they were going to pick. But were there any other players that were there that you were under consideration for you, or that you were like, this also would make sense? Or I'm assuming there was nobody in the top 7 on your board that was on there for Green Bay, unless maybe Will Johnson was that high. But how did you feel about the board when the Packers were on the clock?
I mean, I had Will Johnson as a top 5 prospect for myself.
Okay, there you go.
The morning though, I had heard that he had a health issue that was so concerning that there was uncertainty if he'd even make it to a second contract. And I think that's why he split out of the first round, because obviously that guy's too dang talented to not be a first-round pick. Mike Green had been there. I'm curious about that slide. I'm not sure what's going on there. The fact that he had 0 pre-draft visits, and then there's obviously all this off-field allegations. There's question about that. A guy I really liked that the Lions ended up scooping, Tyleek Williams. I had a first round grade on Tyleek.
Same.
I thought he would have been a really fun player. He's honestly the only pick in the NFC North that I was kind of like, dang, that was a good pick they got. But obviously it's the Lions. I think they've drafted phenomenally well, and they really don't care about positional value. And started to notice that with a lot of the contending teams that, you know, positional value doesn't mean as much to them lately.
No, you want to get good players, and certainly Detroit's done, unfortunately, a very good job of that. Let's talk about the NFC North for just a moment, because I think it's an interesting sort of dynamic. We're being joined by Tyler Brook. You can find him on social media, at Tyler D. Brook. Tyler, as we look at the division, you had Loveland go to the Bears at 10. I was very happy they did not get Ashton Jeanty. I think that would have been just more of a bummer that I would have had to watch the super talented running back in Chicago. I just want to be able to cheer for Jeanty, and that wouldn't have been able to happen if he was wearing navy and orange. So happy that didn't happen. But Loveland's a very talented tight end. As you mentioned, Tyleek Williams goes to the Lions, and then Vikings went the guard from Ohio State, whose name is escaping me at the moment, Jackson at guard. So what did you feel about the NFC North in totality outside of Matthew Golden?
I mean, I'm not going to be mean, but I did laugh at the Bears taking Loveland over Tyler Warren. I figured they were going to take a tight end. Again, I'm not going to argue the positional value part. I just think Tyler Warren's a better football player. My comp for Colston Loveland is Dalton Kincaid. He's one of these guys that got a lot of hype in the pre-draft process about his ability as a pass catcher. And then both players, which surprised me, both got credit as prospects for blocking, and I'm not totally sold on either of them as blockers. Obviously, Kincaid's still dealing with struggles in Buffalo. I think Loveland is going to fill a Sam Laporta role for Ben Johnson's offense, but at the same time, I'm just like, you could have had Tyler Warren, man. That guy plays football like he's an adult playing with children in the backyard on Thanksgiving. As far as the Vikings, I think Jackson's solid. I don't trust Minnesota's ability to develop offensive line as much. I think that's why they splurged on offensive line in free agency. I think he's going to be a really solid guard. I don't think he has the ability at the NFL level to kick out the tackle, although I think he did a tremendous job in the Ohio State championship
run. Yep. Yeah, no, I think that's it's an interesting, again, round of draft picks for the NFC North in the whole. Chicago, again, they sort of ate their vegetables in free agency by getting very offensive line and defensive line focused. So maybe a little bit more ability to get a playmaker in the draft. We'll see what Loveland can bring. I do like his route running ability. I do like his ability to separate. I think he's going to be a little bit of a pain, but I didn't hate seeing that pick there for Chicago, that's for sure. Certainly did not mind the Donovan Jackson pick for Minnesota. I thought for sure they were going to try to trade down and accumulate more picks. They did not, especially with by the way, the Falcons pick, or the Falcons trade up of offering a future first round pick. I thought maybe Minnesota would have jumped on that had they been offered it. The Giants come up, give a couple a third round pick and a future third round pick to move up. Surprised that Minnesota didn't jump on either of those, instead just take a guard at that spot. And then again, we talked about Tyleek Williams, really good pick for Detroit. He's going to fit in. But at the same time, was kind of happy that they didn't get a really talented edge rusher. Like Ezeraku across from Aiden Hutchinson would have been a pain. There's a couple guys, James Pierce Jr. potentially. Oh, maybe Pierce was gone. But either way, they definitely had some options there at defensive end. Was kind of happy that they did not go defensive end at that specific spot.
Yeah, honestly, it does surprise me the edges that are still on the board. And I've been talking about this morning with the Acme Packing Company guys, but if the quarterbacks go early in this second round, do you consider trading up for an Ezeraku or a Braden Swinson? There's so many top edges that are still available. I just imagine what's going to happen is we're going to see Shadur go early. We're going to see Tyler Shuck go early. We might see Jalen Milroe. If enough of these QBs go early enough and the edges keep sliding, I wouldn't be surprised if Goody has to make a call.
Tyler, if Goody makes a call and trades up for Donovan Ezeraku on early day two of the draft, I am going to freak the heck out. I will be
just
so insanely happy.
The draft.
I'm just going to go out drinking for the rest of it or something. That's going to be amazing, though. That would be incredible. I don't see it happening, but I will be gladly be wrong if that does end up being the case. As you sort of look at this draft as a whole, anyone that you thought, either from a team standpoint or a player standpoint, obviously Shadur Sanders is not a winner from day one, but anything else that stood out to you, or either just a level of interest or maybe a winners or losers from yesterday?
I mean, I'm frankly stunned that the Falcons were willing to give up a 2026 first to trade back into the first to take James Pierce. I'm not a big James Pierce guy. I think he has one thing that he does really well, and that's speed rush. He did not develop enough as a pass rusher this past year for me after watching the 2023 tape. But also at the same time, like, Jaylen Walker is an exciting pick. Pairing him with James Pierce means that you're trying to fix the pass rush at the expense of your run defense. I don't believe in Walker's ability to set the edge as a true edge. I think he's – I had him projected best as an off-ball linebacker. Pierce is horrible against the run. I'm not trying to, again, demean anyone or anything like that. His tape is legitimately bad against the run because he's always freelancing and trying to go after the quarterback. That combination worries me, and the fact that you gave up a future first to get that to happen kind of blows me away. It was pretty tame outside of that. I honestly wasn't too shocked by any big moves. I think Jackson Dart was expected to go in the first. I think his agent is the biggest winner of the draft. His marketing campaign this past offseason was just unbelievable to get Dart a first-round pick.
No, I totally agree. It's funny because the only things that I really did not like in this draft were the teams that traded up. I thought Jacksonville was very aggressive with what they did going to get Travis Hunter. I can understand it. He's a super talented player. If Travis Hunter goes on and has the career that I know they think he can have and I think he can have, they're probably not going to regret it too much because I think he does have the ability to be special. But, again, anytime you're giving up a future first, that's a very there's a lot of risk that's involved in that. Let's just put it that way, especially when you're a team like Jacksonville or Atlanta that could very easily, if one injury goes wrong, be picking in the top five next year. That's an exorbitant cost to potentially get up. So, I thought that Cleveland Browns did well to get down to pick five and pick up that extra future first-round pick. I thought, again, moving up for Travis Hunter, a little bit over-aggressive. The move up for Jackson Dart, again, probably not my favorite player to maybe go up and get if you're New York. And then, of course, the big one is James Pierce giving up a future first to go up and get James Pierce. Just really quick, Tyler, on that note, if you were Green Bay with Matt, and I know you love Matthew Golden. Matthew Golden's is there for you at pick 23. And it sounds like Goody had multiple offers. I'm assuming the Falcons would have been willing to offer the same thing to get to 23 that they basically did at 26. Just to make it kind of on its simplest terms, they would have basically moved down 23 spots. I think it was like pick 46 that they get in the second round from Atlanta to move down that far. They also pick up a seventh rounder. They have to give up a fourth rounder this year, but they would pick up a 2026 first-round pick. Would you have considered that? It was pick 46. Would you have considered that if you were Green Bay, or would you have gone with Matthew Golden?
Man, you're asking me to give up my long-lost son that I just got.
I know.
I think yes. I don't expect the Falcons to be a world beaters this year, so I'm imagining that's a middling first-round pick, and I mean, maybe next year, depending on how things go, you can, combine your two first-round picks, consolidate, and move up. So I think I have to say yes, just because there's also good value on day two. I think there's a lot of good players that are going to be taken today. Yeah, I'm going to say yes, even though it hurts me and crushes, the part of me that loves football as a fan,
I do wonder a couple things. I do wonder, first of all, I do think actually this might sound weird, but, giving up that potential like fourth round pick in that process, it would have limited Green Bay. All of a sudden you have 2 seconds and a third and then no fourth round pick in this draft. It's awesome having the future first, but it does definitely limit your ability to kind of go out and maybe get another, maybe impact guy in this draft. I do wonder if this is the one thing from the draft is being held in Green Bay standpoint, if maybe Goody would have considered that just a little bit more had this been any other draft. But going from 23 to 46, going down basically the same 23 spots that you waited, you would have to wait 23 more spots to get to that first pick in Green Bay. I do wonder if there was a little bit of that element of like, man, this is a really good offer, but we do have a guy we really like on the board. We don't want to have to send everyone home and we're not going to pick till pick 46. We're just going to go with Golden and be very happy about it. I wonder if that did play some factor in this.
I mean, we would have missed out on, it's going to go down as, like, my favorite draft memory ever. Because Mark Murphy the heck up out of that. It was honestly impressive. The long draw out, thanking everyone. Then the, first since 2002 pop, and then the name. I don't think he could have done a better job. And honestly, I love that this is how I'm going to remember Mark Murphy as he leaves, is just handling that pick announcement, like, with perfection.
Yeah, so I mean, there's he actually, I think, did such. I think he got three pops out of it, right? Because he said first time since 2002, which was pop number one. Then he said wide receiver, which was pop number two. And then he said Matthew Golden, which was the biggest pop of them all. So he somehow milked three huge pops out of that that small sentence. And for somebody that at times is, you know, maybe. You know, maybe not the cleanest with his words, and sometimes things come out a little bit wrong. Again, to have that moment in that exact situation was absolutely perfect. I love it for him. He deserves it. So Tyler, just really quick before we get you out of here, any sort of predictions for today? Anyone that you would love Green Bay to go after, you know, maybe early in this draft? In day two, I should say.
If they're not going trade up for edge like we talked about, I'm keeping an eye on the corners. I think there's a lot of good corners still on the board early. Really hoping there's not a run. You know, as Packers fan, we're used to position of need going right before the Packers are on the clock. But, you know, Savone Revel, Trey Amos, who knows what's going on with Will Johnson and Benjamin Morrison, but those are still two good players. I really like Azaria Thomas. I'm looking at the cornerback class because I'm surprised at how many are still left on the board. Give me one of them if they don't trade up. You know, other than that, man, maybe an offensive lineman. You know, the Packers, if they take an offensive lineman, my instant reaction is always, I trust them more than I do, because no team besides maybe the Eagles is better at drafting and developing those guys.
No, it's really well said. Tyler, I cannot thank you enough. What do you got cooking this week? Acme Packing Company, anything else coming out that you're going to be working on?
Shoot, man, I'm making graphics for basically every pick over at Yahoo Sports and Rivals, so pretty slammed over there this year. You know, hopefully we have something down the line for draft content, NFL content going forward.
Awesome. I can't wait, man. You're the absolute best. I cannot thank you enough. You can find him over on social media at Tyler D. Brook. Make sure to give him a follow. Enjoy the rest of the draft, Tyler. I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Hey, you too, man. Hopefully I can pop on tonight and say hi.
That sounds perfect. I hope to talk to you as well later on the draft show over on the Packaday Podcast YouTube channel. Again, make sure to give him a follow at Tyler D. Brook. He's one of the absolute best at covering all things NFL draft, Green Bay Packers. You're going to want to make sure to give him a follow. This is the Packaday Radio Show live from Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be right back to wrap things up right after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.